Will there be sports?
What's your favorite sport? Have you ever thought that you might enjoy that sport again someday after the resurrection, when you live on the new earth with a perfectly healthy body? In 1 Corinthians 9 and 2 Timothy 2, God compares the Christian life to sports competitions. Sports and our enjoyment of them are a good thing. If people hadn't become sinners, they would still have invented baseball and soccer and football and basketball and competition swimming and diving, don't you think? I do. There would probably be more and even better sports than there are today. Now, who do you think made us so we could invent games and enjoy playing them? Satan? Of course not. Satan can't create anything, and he's certainly not playful. God made us, and sports are just a way to show how he's made us. Did you ever see that 1981 movie called Chariots of Fire? It's one of my favorite movies ever. And yes, you can still rent it. They actually made movies long before 1981. The hero of that movie, Olympic champion Eric Liddell of Scotland, was a real person who understood that glorifying God applies to every part of our lives, including sports. Explaining why he believed God had called him not only to missions work in China, but also to compete in the Olympics, Liddell said this to his sister, "God made me fast, and when I run, I feel God's pleasure. To give up running would be to hold him in contempt." In other words, Eric Liddell felt he would not show respect for God if he didn't use the ability to run that God had given him. In a tennis tournament, I once played a 5-hour singles match in which each of the three sets went to a tiebreaker. I was exhausted. I had lost 2 toenails, and I limped for 2 weeks afterwards. But did I regret a single minute of that 5-hour match? No way. I still remember it. There's joy in working hard when you're competing in sports activity, isn't there? Those 5 hours started a friendship with a guy I played against. What great memories we both have of that match. And God, who made my mind and body, was right there with me the whole time. What kinds of new sports activities might we play on the new earth? The possibilities are limitless. Perhaps we'll play sports that were once too risky. Imagine snowboarding down the slopes of a newly shaped Mount Everest. Maybe you'll be able to play golf, baseball, soccer, tennis, hockey, football, or basketball with your favorite Christian athlete. People have told me, but there can't be sports in heaven because competition brings out the worst in people. Well, I help coach high school tennis, so I've seen my share of bad attitudes, but I've also seen very good attitudes, and I've coached some Christian kids who have been great representatives of Jesus. I've also spoken at a number of NFL chapels, and I've met quite a few pro football players who really love Jesus and who play the game for God's glory. Now, it's true that some people behave badly while playing sports, but it doesn't have to be that way. And on the new earth, sports will never bring out the worst in us. Why? Because there will be no worst in us to bring out. Now, other people say in sports, somebody has to lose, and in heaven, nobody could lose. Who says so? I've thoroughly enjoyed many tennis matches and 10-kilometer races that I've lost. In fact, I lost every single one of those races by a long shot. Losing doesn't have to ruin your day, you know, not even here and now. And it certainly never will ruin your day in heaven. Think of what it will mean for people who've never been able to walk. That includes some of you reading this book. If you've always wished you could run the bases and hit a home run or kick a football, I think you'll get to do that. In fact, I can't find a single good reason in all the Bible to believe sports will not be a part of our lives on the new earth. I expect to see most of the activities we enjoy now, with many new ones we've never even thought of. Think about this. Your favorite sport on the new earth may be one you've never even heard of, or that hasn't even been invented yet. I have grandchildren named Jake, Matthew, and Tyler, and I love them. One day, they may be the inventors of those unbelievably popular new earth sports called Jake Ball, Matthew Ball, and Tyler Ball.